WNST, Towson Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. It is our 25th anniversary around here. We're doing the Maryland Crab Cake Tour and bringing it back on the road. The other day I said it's on hiatus. Not true. I was going to just knock it for the whole month of October, but I found a Friday where I don't think the Orioles can play. It's Friday the 13th. We are hoping to at least get it in that day at Drug City. I'm wearing my Fountain shirt, and I'll be giving away the Raven scratch-offs as well. We'll be up on the second floor. Our friends at Window Nation and Jiffy Lube Multicare involved. If you are hearing my voice on AM 1570 or finding this out on Baltimore Positive, you'll know that Tuesday night was quite a momentous night in the history of Baltimore sports. I mean, you remember where you were when Jerry Turner died. You remember where you were when Johnny Unitas died. Art Donovan, Earl Weaver, and certainly the loss of Brooks Robinson in the middle of all of this. So I'm trying to pay proper tribute and keep focused on all things. John Martin is here from the Maryland Lottery as he comes each and every week. And you know, there's no segment I'm going to do here, John, for a little while. I'm going to chase down Greg Missoni and Doug DeCinces and people that I know are going to come on. But everybody felt like they knew Brooks. And you're probably a great example of this because you're the executive director of the Maryland Lottery. You're here. You've been here a number of years. You know what it means. But you didn't grow up here. But even you probably feel like you know Brooks Robinson, right?
I will tell you, as a young lad in Cleveland, Ohio, collecting baseball cards, the only player I knew in the Baltimore Orioles lineup was Brooks Robinson. And he, of course, over the years, prior to my coming here, has worked with Maryland Lottery from time to time, somewhere in these hallowed halls as a thanks to the Maryland Lottery bat, Brooks Robinson model signed by Brooks himself. I'm sure it will be properly displayed over the next several days so that all can come and look at it one last time. But I feel the loss. You know, every major city, every team in baseball has an iconic person who is above the others. In Boston, I'm sure it's Ted Williams. In Cleveland, it's Bob Feller. And in Baltimore, it certainly is Brooks Robinson.
Well, it's just amazing for me. My last name's Aparicio. Obviously, my cousin came here and played here. I wound up here, born here in 68 because of all of this. And Brooks was always so magnanimous with me. And I'll be telling stories about the night I was in O'Hare Airport when I was syndicated back at the turn of the century. And I got on a plane and it was a United plane, and I'm walking to the back, and Brooks is sitting on the aisle in a two-seater, not first class or business, back in coach, but not far back. And this is probably the days where you could even smoke in the back. Crazy, right? The old planes. And Brooks sees me, and, you know, he looks up from his glasses because he's reading. And he's left-handed. He wrote left-handed, but he was right-handed, right? He was ambidextrous, right? Or amphibious, as they said in the NCAA tournament. That was a long time ago. Brooks was... I don't know if Brooks was an amphibious or not. He could do everything else. He was a vacuum cleaner. But he says, where are you sitting, partner? I said, well, I'm back in 23B. No. You're going to sit up here with me. We're going to ride together. And next thing I know, I'm 4 hours of Brooks Robinson on a plane. Plane got delayed. I was happy. I'm like, I'm hanging with Brooks. It's all good, you know? But Brooks came and did the show with me. He was, and this speaks to your sponsorship and the Maryland Lottery and people that have supported me, my company, Crown Central Petroleum in the early 90s. The marketing director there took a shine to me. They had Brooks. And Brooks came and did shows with me, courtesy of Crown Central. And it was really important to Henry Rosenberg when the baseball strike happened in 94. And, you know, Peter, you can go read the Peter principles about everything that happened then. But that baseball strike in 94 and the 95 really affected the game of baseball, right? And Ripken was about to break the streak. And Cal was literally, and this is so Henry, right? This speaks to great leadership that we, you know what great leadership looks like, that Henry put Brooks on my show, ran him down to Hooters. I did the show live at Hooters. There's even some technical glitches and things that happened. I'm given the phone number and the tapes that I found that we've been airing from this. But Brooks came to sort of save baseball. He wanted to go on and say baseball's still great because this is 2 weeks after the strike, early 95, like May of 95. But the season didn't start until like May of 95 because of the strike. And Brooks came out and did this whole thing about loving baseball and giving Phil Regan a chance and getting back and supporting the, and it was just sort of like all the memories I found have just been, it's been like a lottery to me. I mean, like, I know it would feel great to win $750 million, John, but I felt like I found the lottery this morning when I found Brooks Robinson did a bumper for me where we're doing the show together. And in the middle of the show, I said, I think the show's going pretty. This is my 27-year-old nasty nester, 1995. I'm getting cocky with Brooks, and I'm like, I think this show's going pretty well. I think we should do this more often. And Brooks says to me, I'll come by every night. We'll call it the Brooks and Nester Show, Nester. You know, and I'm like, and it's in his voice. And I found it this morning, and I'm like, ah. So I played it, and I feel like it's got to be the same endorphin that you feel it when you win $10, $50, when you win the lottery, you get that emotion of like, oh, that was kind of fun. You know, that's a little roller coaster ride today, you know, for me.
Yeah, I'm sad. I never had a chance to meet the man, but clearly everyone that I've talked to, and I think, Jim Palmer's live emotional tribute yesterday
Which I'm going
was,
through right now.
yeah. Oh, I mean,
Yeah.
how anyone, even a native Clevelander, how anyone can't listen to that and feel an emotional attachment. It would be beyond me, but
Hey, cheers to the
condolences
Orioles,
to
by
all
the
of
way. You do business with the Orioles while I get myself organized here. Opening the gates to let people come down. That's awesome.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, how well, people are going to come down anyway. So why not make it easy? Why not make it a positive experience? Why not let people memorialize, grieve, cheer? I mean, clearly this is going to be a celebration. And going into the playoffs, you can say, "My God, what a terrible time." Well, I don't know. There's no there's no time is a good time for something like this. But I
Brooks
think it
has
will.
two statues. How about that? How about they're going to give LeBron two in Cleveland? I don't know. I don't know. But like Brooks has two within a block of each other. And then you can go to like Babe Ruth too. There's stuff there. It's just sports is so important to us, John. You know, I gave a speech the other day to the Rotary the day Brooks died. I was at the Rotary at Cafe Gia, a free plug, beautiful meal. Spoke to the local Rotary Club about what. This feel like why the lottery's in business with sports, why I created a sports radio station, why we give owners $600 million that some comes from the lottery funds to keep sports here, to give us a chance to put the lights on, to have playoff games, to have an AFC championship game here one day. It's just during the course of my life, my last name's Aparicio, so I come here honest as a sports guy, but sports is really important, John. It is.
It absolutely is, and we're fortunate enough. And I tell you, there are some sports fans who like to dabble once or twice into the lottery, and we are appreciative for that. And just kind of bridge the gap now to a little bit over to the Ravens side of the ledger. Last week we announced our first winners on our annual Ravens Travel with the Team contest, and there's
Tickets right
a.
here. This is you got to play these tickets, right?
And those non-winning tickets are entered into a drawing. And last week, Dale Robinson from Gwynn Oak, Maryland, is one of two lucky winners. The second will be announced next month. But Dale's on his way to Jacksonville with the team on the plane to participate in that
So
in that.
Doug calls him and says, what are you doing that second, third weekend, December? You got any holiday plans or anything like that? You know, that's the way this works, right?
Oh,
Literally.
absolutely. Absolutely. And there are other winners as well. You can go to mdlottery.com and check out our winners' profiles on
Same
our.
feeling I had right here when Brooks Robinson said we should do a show together.
Exactly. We also had a for our first finalists in our end of the season win season tickets for 20 years promotion that will happen in February after the Super Bowl. Heather Ammon from Suitland, Maryland is the first entrant into our final drawing. For season tickets for 20 years. So Heather and Dale had a good week last week. Actually, I guess it was this week. You lose track of time. It was earlier this week. They were both selected. And, fun promotion.
How much more time do we have? Is there still another Jacksonville drawing or no?
Yes, next month in October. Get your entries in by the 22nd of October, and you will be eligible for the second of two Jacksonville trips. And then we'll continue drawing each month the season tickets for 20 years finalists. Up through the end of December, and then get ready for a post playoff selection on that.
And if you didn't win, you can still, I mean, I gave some of these out of Coco's 2 weeks ago. We had some winners, by the way. That's been a little bit of a lucky batch. By the way, I got to tell secrets about that are on the air about Roz because
Oh
Roz came
boy.
over to Coco's last week.
Oh
Okay,
boy, this is going
that
to hurt me, isn't it?
no, this is a great
Okay.
story of serendipity.
Good.
Roz was coming over, and I had guests. And my wife's always like, "Hey, who's coming and when?" I'm like, whoever wants him whenever they show up. We don't do it live, and that's why. I mean, this whole Brooks Robinson thing, running live radio with cables and traffic reports and top of the hour, like, we just sit and it's calm. We eat cocoa shrimp and we do our thing. And Roz came a little early. Earlier, I had kitchen issues with the staff that was doing a segment with me, a brother, sister that worked there, that have worked there for a decade, telling a neighborhood story. They're big sports fans, great people. They make the crab cakes. So Roz was sort of waiting patiently. And the whole time I had Max Weiss from Baltimore Magazine, and I had Rasig, a sports cartoonist extraordinaire, is one of my, he's my co-host with a K at Coco's, because he lives in the neighborhood. And so they were departing, and I had a special guest, and she is the biggest diva really in the world at house music, but in sort of our part of the world. Ultra Nete, who was at the Paradox 30 years free, had a number one single. I know her sort of okay, but she's never done the show with me. And she was texting me in traffic coming across town. And I never mentioned to anybody she was coming on the air because she texted me late the night before and said, "Hey, I'm going to come over and have a crab cake. I want to do your show." And I'm like, oh, you know, like, bucket list, the Ultra's coming. But I didn't promote it. And as Roz is waiting, I had a break. I went to the bathroom. I come out. I look at Roz, and Ultra walks in. And I don't know that Roz danced all night at the Paradox 25 years ago and loves Ultra and had never met Ultra and like grabbed her phone and had to get a selfie because she just thought Ultra was coming in for a crab cake. And I'm like, "No, Ultra's my guest, and you're gonna have to sit down and do the show with us." She's like, I don't know if I can do the show with Ultra." And it turned out okay. I mean, because Ultra and I kept her calm. She promoted the live. We did all the things we needed to do, but Roz had a good time and a great crab cake. And that's been on the air here all week, John Martin.
That's a great story. I love that. I love that. I've got more great stories for you. You want to hear a couple?
Neighborhood stories, I bet they are, right?
Well, you know, sort of. I mean, we had last night was a Mega Millions drawing, and there was no top prize winner, so the Mega Millions jackpot will continue to roll on. It will be at $267 million the next time they kick that off on Friday. But we did have two $10,000 winners, Nestor. One in Forestville, Maryland. Forestville, Maryland, at Freddy's Liquor. That's in Prince George's County. And another at a Giant store in Silver Spring, which of course would be Montgomery County. Both these folks won a $10,000 prize, but neither of them had the Mega Plier ticket, that multiplier that kicks in. The last night's Mega Plier was four, which means they left 30 grand behind. So I'm going to give the following public service announcement, Nestor, on behalf of all players who are
Well, I
listening to
did tell
us.
you my wife did this at Costas 2 weeks ago Saturday. She went to the machine and she said, "I need an extra dollar." Because literally, because I had, because she had gone to the farmer's market, we had some dollars. She stuck them. She said, "I need a couple dollars because I got a mega ply." So she did do it.
So
She does.
here's the part of it. You know, we talk about responsible gaming, and that's a wonderful thing. And of course, we encourage responsible play. But part of responsible play is know the game, know the odds. So let me give you some numbers here, not to overwhelm you, but
Is this
the
in
odds.
trillions or some zillions or bajillions that I don't know about?
So the odds of winning the top prize, and everyone plays for the top prize, right? Tonight's drawing for Powerball, as we record this, is $835 million, which is a separate story. But we're talking about
Still wouldn't
Mega
be as good as
Millions.
the Brooks bumper.
No. Still second. Still right behind it, though. So the Mega Plier, the odds of winning the big prize for $267 million is 1 in 302 million. 1 in 302 million, and it costs you $2 for that ticket. For an extra buck, you can play a Mega Plier, which multiplies your winnings for everything below the jackpot. The next eight tiers, as we call them, get multiplied. That number could be a two, three, four, or five. But that only costs you a buck. And the odds of winning any cash prize is 1 in 24. But players don't do that. Players rather buy another ticket with odds of 1 in 302 million because they think two is better than one. Sometimes it is, but not when the odds are 302 million, it isn't. Take that buck, put one in your pocket, play the Mega Plier. Your total spend is $3, and you may, over the course of time, actually make a few bucks on the deal.
Okay,
So
so
just
I gotta
understand the
ask
game.
you this. You just gave me the fine print, the gibberish. So
Yes.
there's eight other tiers. So somebody's gonna win 800 million or some group
whatever
of
it is.
school teachers that put together their money or whatever, whatever,
Sure.
bus driver, give me anything, right? So that person wins the big, or that group, or three people have the winner, which seems more rare that there's five winners with these billion-dollar jackpots. Lately, it feels like it's one banana and it's that hard to win, and that's part of the gaming of it. The next thing down, is that $1 million prize if you match six, but not the, like, I'm
Good
trying
for
to
you.
understand,
Yes,
because it,
good
or
for
is it
you.
a 100 million? Because I don't know, because
No.
you talk about 10,000 and 50, that's real money. That, but I'm wondering,
Yes.
like, is there something life-changing for finishing like in second place?
Absolutely. You can go to mdlottery.com for all of the details on prize structure and probabilities. And it's written in English. So if I've confused you, you can actually look at it there. But you're right. The second prize, which is meaning you won five of the white balls that are selected, but you did not get the mega ball, that's $1 million prize. And if you had the mega plier, that could be multiplied two, three, four, five times,
That'd
depending
be
on the.
four. If we go from 1 million to 4 million, last night it would have been 4 million had there been a
Exactly.
$1 million winner.
Exactly.
Well, that's a
Exactly.
big deal. I mean,
Then the
10 to
next tier.
20 to 30 to 40, that hurts me. It really does.
Oh, yeah.
But millions is a whole different structure, right?
Yeah, and again, the odds of any prize winning cash money is 1 in 24, not 24 million, 1 in 24. So that's a dollar well spent, as opposed to trying to chase a 302 million to 1 odds to win the top prize. So just understand the game, understand the odds, play responsibly. You don't need to pay, buy more than one ticket to win, but have some fun at the same time. People are going to have some fun tonight with Powerball, $835 million. It is the fourth largest Powerball drawing of all time, going back to caveman era, all time.
See this
Actually,
thing, and this
never
is
mind.
where I pull back the I get down to Yellow Brick Road and pull the curtain back on the wizard, John Martin, by the way, the executive director that's here, and saying your whole agency, you and 50 other agencies, are like every guy like you and every communications director. If that ticket was sold at the ROFO on Providence Road, you. The camp out begins first thing at midnight, first 2 in the morning, whenever you figure out that the winner comes from here. And there's a benefit to the state and there's money. We've talked about that, but it really is sort of, it gets exciting for lottery agencies, right? That it could be in Maryland, and you could be in Lona Coning in the morning, or Cumberland, or
Oh
Ocean City
my
for the John
God.
Merrick winner.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Yeah. Hopefully anywhere from Ocean City to Oakland, as I like to say, east to west and everywhere in between, north to south. We do hope a Marylander wins, because at $835 million, the state of Maryland would get a nice hefty tax payment of $34.9 million. And that's newfound money, if that were to be the case. But we hope people play responsibly, as always. Understand the odds. I'm not going to go into the Powerball numbers. They're slightly different. There's slightly variations. Maybe we'll save that for another session. But
Well, it'll
again,
be 1.3
understand the
billion
games.
by next week. We'll do it that way. How about that?
Boy,
Give
that'd
away
be
some more
nice,
money.
wouldn't it? That'd
Well,
be real
that
nice.
means my wife can't win tonight, so that's not good. John Martin is here. September, we haven't talked sports wagering. We've talked Brooks Robinson. We've talked certainly crab cake tours and giving away Ravens and people getting into this. But I guess sports wagering at this time, we're sort of on skates now for doing it, and I have my partners at Hollywood Casino coming on every week, and I'm making my picks, and I got taught my lesson last week. I got all cocky. I was 21 and 10 and 2, and I was and then I hit a road bump in week three, and I'm not playing with money. I mean, I'm picking games, telling people about the responsibility of all of this and letting them know 2, 3, 4 weeks into this can be a lot of fun, and I'm seeing lots of people have fun with it, really, on my timeline everywhere, with Aaron Rodgers and injuries and the Ravens and them not playing so well, and like all the things that go into making my show fun, sports radio fun, going to the games fun, and now wagering fun. But you don't want to lose sight of the responsibility for people.
It is easy to get caught up in the prop bets and the commercials that make that look wonderful. Again, it comes down to the same public service announcement I gave you on the Mega Millions. Know the game you're playing. Understand the odds. That anytime you add a second bet to a first bet and you've got a parlay, it doesn't mean you're guaranteed to win both. So if you're going to do parlay betting, if you're going to do prop betting, in-game, in-play betting, understand that those things are not skewed in your favor. And I can
I
say that as
learned
a
that at the
regulator.
track playing daily
Yeah.
doubles and exactas, right?
There you
Literally.
go. There you go. It's not a new concept. Again, going back to the caveman era when the dinosaurs were running around and the track. Yeah,
John, I'm
the
blown away by how sophisticated it is, right? And all the
Oh.
hokey pokey 20 years ago, where people were calling me about Costa Rica this and online that and illegal stuff that was going on, the fact that this is now under a tent, we're doing it on the up and up, as we would say, but it is difficult to do, right? And there's a science behind all of it, and I seeing the machinations of that, this is a very, very sophisticated thing going on.
It is, and it's not meant to squelch anybody's fun and enjoyment of the game. So I understand, for instance, people tell me that this weekend there may be two teams playing where you and I may have an emotional tie to the game. So if that were to be the case, it's okay to put a buck or two on it to enjoy the game further. But
Hey,
again,
John, I'll
don't get
bet you
upside down.
crab cake and a beer, you know, or I'll bet you some pierogies and mustard,
Oh.
spicy mustard or whatever. What does
Oh.
anyone eat? What's made Drew Carey the man? I don't even know what I would bet you. What would I want in Cleveland that I don't have here? That's pretty good.
Wow,
I
that's a
almost say
whole.
I'm ready to run for mayor now. That's pretty good, wasn't
Yeah, that's novel. Haven't heard that one before.
it? Oh, well, I could get into us taking your football team and like all that. I
So
won't
taking,
play
so
that
you
game
admit
this.
it. So you admit it. Finally, someone here admits taking. I believe. Roll the tape. Can we roll the tape back? Can somebody roll that tape back? Taking was the word
Listen, I'm
I
going to get
heard.
my Baltimore Colts belt buckle out for last week and the damage done. This is the wrong week to be kicking the purple dogs after what first the Mayflowers and then. Number seven, Jamie Costello, my dear friend for WMAR,
Saw
he
that.
tweeted out, Burt Jones beat us. Burt Jones beat us, kicking a field goal. So yeah, it's not a week for me to talk purple-ish. It's and like the Browns wear those orange, whatever they were wearing last week. It was sort of weird what they look like. The orange thing's happening here too, right? Home run riches, the Orioles. I mean, this is you and I talking ish about the Ravens and the Browns is part of the fun of all of this that we have sports. It is fun. We got playoff baseball coming. I guess it goes back to the original thesis of people like Brooks making sports important here and making it a part of the vernacular and part of the fun memories of our life, you know?
It does give you reason to pause and forget about some of the things that happen day in, day out, and to come together, whether that be united in a sporting event, having some fun with friends at a casino, buying lottery tickets, whatever that communal impact is of coming together on that. Yeah, hopefully it gives us a chance to focus on some different items and make it through the day. And we wish everyone the best of luck in whatever they endeavor to do. And boy, we should have some fun next week when we recap all this stuff.
Well, I was going to say, I've been nice to you usually when there's a Cleveland Baltimore week, I circle that and say, Martin, Wednesday, let's go. You know, usually you have a Guardian something or some little, the Keebler guys that run around with the Browns with you, something, dog masked, whatever. I have so many Cleveland stories, you know. Did I ever tell you about that time I flew in for the Drive game? I know we don't have time for you to hear that right now.
The drive game. So you're gonna end with that. Is that it? You are one sick dude.
I'll bring my ticket
Man.
stub next week. I'll show it to you. Yeah, Ernie, of course he got me tickets that day. So I was the last time Ernie ever got me a ticket for anything. I promise you that.
The field goal is still not good, incidentally. Upon further review, the field goal was not good.
I should be talking Orioles of
You
Cleveland
should.
baseball stuff with you and Robbie Alomar and
Should.
I made Jose Mesa references last week. It gives you a
Oh,
chance to talk
jeez.
Tony Fernandez and Armando Benitez because you won that battle. So it's always another battle. That's part of Cleveland and Baltimore and Pittsburgh and even Cincinnati and Baltimore where we got the better end of that. All right, listen. We're banged up. You might feel really good about yourself on the show next week. You may come on a couple minutes early next week.
Well, we'll see what happens. They have to play the game, and we wish you well, and we wish everyone who chooses to still listen to us that they play responsibly, they enjoy the games, and have some fun along the way.
And you get points with the Ravens this week. All right. John Martin is here. I can say that now. I could never say that for 30 years on the radio. So I love doing that. John Martin is here. We remind everybody, play responsibly. Have some fun with this. I'm going to be having some fun. It's my birthday. October 14th is my birthday and Kiko Garcia. And it's the day before Jim Palmer's birthday. So let's celebrate it. It's October the 13th. That will not be an unlucky Friday. I promise you, because it's never unlucky when you're a drug city in the fountain. This dude looks a little bit like the Browns guy. We're going to be giving away Ravens scratch-offs. We had some lucky winners at Coco's last week. Big shout-out to Max Weiss, Rasig, the Great Alternate, Roz Lane from the Maryland Lottery, as well as Seabass and Liz and Marcella over at Coco's for making it happen. Our friends at Window Nation, 866-90-NATION. Also, buy two, get two free. New deal in October. I'll be telling you about that. And we have the newest sponsor for our Crab Cake Tour in Jiffy Lube, MultiCare. I got my oil change a couple weeks ago at Merritt Boulevard. That's been my location for a long, long time. Even go back to being a kid. That's Pete's location over there. We're very appreciative of all of our sponsors around here. We're celebrating 25 years, and we're really celebrating the life of Brooks Robinson. And it's really just begun. I, in the aftermath of Brooks's death on Tuesday night, I didn't like sort of jump out to find people and reach to people. But in the coming weeks, with Orioles magic, with next week off, waiting for the game, I promise you some great Brooks memories here, as well as some real things on the football field and the baseball field as we count down magic numbers and get ready to exhale and set some pitching for game one. It's playoff time here. I'm Nestor. We're WNST AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore, and we never stop talking Baltimore positive.